gratitude. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Lady LC. I'm glad you're here. Let's navigate the things that cultivate self-love through healing our mind, clearing out the clutter, through healing the body, putting in good things, doing yourself good deeds, the spirit, healing yourself through a process of looking within, finding out who you are and why you're here, and understanding and acknowledging that the spirit runs through us. It is us. Self-love is the umbrella. The mind, the body, and the spirit are parts of that umbrella that has its subtitles and subdescriptions. So let's get into this healing journey, because it is a journey. It's a total lifestyle, and I'm ready to share, inspire, and grow together. Lady LC, gratitude. Welcome. You're now tuned in, like I said on the intro, with me, Lady LC. This is Honey Love with the Tea, and this is the podcast on healing the mind, body, and spirit. This is my open diary of my experiences translated into teachings, into the word, into inspiration, into lessons, into things that you can relate to, all for you. Now, yesterday I touched on a short episode, which was very effective, very straight to the point, about healing. The truth about healing in terms of forgiveness. So the truth about forgiveness, which you can go back and listen to the episode, it's titled The Truth About Forgiveness, is that it's for you. The forgiveness is for you. So don't go begging, chasing, waiting for the acknowledgement of somebody else to accept your sentiment. And this goes for thank you, I'm sorry, I love you, that's all for you. If you're going to feel that in your heart, have it truthfully in your heart. And if the other person can't reciprocate, that's not on you. If the other person can't accept, that's not on you. What is on you is that continuance of trying to get them to acknowledge you, and how that's hurting you, how that's eating away at you, how at that point you're going into the stage of resentment and guilt for self. How at that point you need to be able to change it around and forgive yourself for what you may have done or what someone has made you feel like you've done to them. You have to forgive yourself. Forgiveness is for you. That's the ultimate. That is what frees your spirit. That's what frees your mind. That's what frees your heart. You feel what I'm saying? Liberation. This is how we grow. This is how we expand. This is how we let go of the past. We forgive, right? I was told by a shaman that I have to forgive in order to heal. Now, that process is forever going, because it's a challenge, because I too want to have somebody accept my sentiments. But eventually, I'm moving on, right? Now, this situation in terms of forgiveness. Now, this forgiveness for yourself doesn't have to be a stretched out issue, doesn't have to be a strenuous process that took place and now you're trying to gain forgiveness from somebody or have them accept your sentiment. It could be something that happens in a quick moment and you're being hard on yourself in a quick moment. Example, you said something to somebody. The way they received it is not how you meant it at all. You said something to somebody, and this is over a text. So communication already right there is a blur, depending on who you're talking to. It's already a barrier. So you said what you said. It wasn't received how you meant it, how you felt it in your heart. And they come back with something that's totally off-putting. You're totally thrown for a loop. You're like, what did I do? This person is going in nonstop. You can't even read the first text to get to the next text. They going in. They going in. They going in. Now, you finally get through the text if you decide to read them all. Because personally, when somebody's going in on me on text, I don't read them all. Because it's all reiterating the same thing, cussing me out in different ways. At some point, I cut that off. I have to have grace for myself, and I have to have protection of my energy. But anyway, you read through it, and now you're feeling so messed up. You're like, did I mean it that way? You're questioning your integrity. You're questioning your approach. You're questioning your energy. No. If you know, first off, just like when people know they do fucked up shit, we should be able to easily identify and accept that we come in peace. So in that moment is an opportunity to forgive yourself. You say sorry or I apologize to this person that's going off on you. They still don't accept it. They still gone because their emotions are high. They're triggered. Everything's running. That adrenaline is up. The emotions are all over the place. We've all been there. So let them go through what they're going through. But don't let that energy supersede the fact that you know how you meant something. And give yourself grace. Give yourself care. Have forgiveness for yourself because you didn't do nothing wrong. Communication is a two-way street. Unfortunately, one part of the message is not going to hit like you meant. And then there's a stop in that street. There's a stop in communication. There's a stop in communication the moment somebody misunderstands. There's a stop in that communication the moment somebody starts to interpret the message from their source. So always have forgiveness and grace for yourself. Give yourself room. Things happen. Don't start to question yourself in that moment, and don't let that moment drag you back to past instances and mistakes that you made and healed from. Be present. Understand what's going on right now. Understand that you have the ability, you have the authority, and you have the absolute permission to forgive yourself in that very moment. You did absolutely nothing wrong, unless you did, but you'll know that, right? But you know that all so easily. When you do some fucked up shit, you real hard on yourself. You know you did it. But what about when you didn't? Take time to have that opportunity to say, wait a minute. Let me reread what I said. No, like I meant, I did not mean that in that manner. I am going to apologize for how they received it, and that is it. They don't have to come back with, I accept your apology. They don't have to come back with even admitting where they went wrong. You've already settled it and reconciled it within you. You are confident in your approach, and you have forgiven yourself in that moment. Forgiveness is that light, that easy right then and there. It gets harder as we let more and more time go, and however bigger the instance of error or whatever you want to call it is, it does get harder. How much of the impact, who these people are to you, it gets harder. But we got enough of that for these day-to-day conversations and these things that happen in the moment, understand that you too have time to forgive yourself right then and there. Don't second guess yourself. Don't try to change your approach. You are who you are, just like they are who they are. Just like it pays for somebody to, you know, respect them, it pays for them to respect you. You want to cuss me out and go crazy and not understand and not try to find understanding and common ground. Okay, but then I'm supposed to sit here and just accept all that beating? No, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I forgive myself. We'll talk again another day. Gratitude. So think about that. Always have grace for yourself. Know your intent. Know your own approach. Have confidence in your moves. And don't let others' reactions, because they're not responses, they're reactions, they're reacting. Don't let others' reactions deter you from the purpose of the message that you sent out. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. This is a little excerpt from yesterday. I just had to get it down and get it out on this episode. Honey Love with the Tea, it's me, Lady LC. I'm your spiritual coach on healing the mind, body, and the spirit. This is my open diary. And like I said, it's my experience. So just imagine, I just had that experience. If you'd like to leave a comment, write a review, send me a message, give me ideas for topics you want to talk about. If you want me to expand on forgiveness, we can go there. We can continue to go there. Because forgiveness is one of those things that frees you. Just like truth frees us, forgiveness frees you. It liberates. It liberates. I promise it liberates. I'm still working on me, but I've gotten this far. And there's no telling what tomorrow will bring. There's no telling what the next 5 minutes will bring. Have grace on your day. Lady LC, gratitude.